This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Broadcasting worldwide. Sam Tripoli is here. I love that tattoo. Yeah. Can you get a shot of that?
My First Amendment.
First tattoo. Amendment, man. That's awesome.
I'm going to get Second Amendment right here on the other arm.
Sam Tripoli. What are we talking about during the break? Paul Watson's coming up, taking over. You guys got your show. Oh, you were talking about your website. I keep saying guys need to plug yourselves.
Well,
how do folks find you?
I shot a special. I shot two specials. It's called Live from the Viper Room in L.A. You can watch them both for free. Just go to samtripoli.com, and they're both right there. I get shadow banned on YouTube, so sometimes those are hard to find. Go to samtripoli.com. One's 35 minutes. The other one's 42 minutes, and it's all yours. If you scroll down just a little bit, you can see it. That's Armogen because I'm Armenian, and then you see what the other one is, zero.
Ooh, I didn't know you were Armenian.
I'm half Armenian,
Armenians,
dog.
Always loved me for some reason.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to, tomorrow, talk about the Armenian genocide that the young turds deny.
Yeah, well, yeah, that the worst part is that she's Armenian. She's Armenian, and she's trying to act like the right's going after. No, the Armenian community is going after. And he even admits that, you know, the genocide happened, and you still use that name. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Didn't like half the Armenians get killed?
Dude, a million of us. My great-grandfather's brothers and sisters got shot down in front of him. Direct descendant of a man who lost his...
And then he names it after the militia that did it, the Young Turks.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing, dude. You know, and you know you're wrong. Rebrand.
And again, that was Muslims killing Christians.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get in Kazarians, but, you know, that's another story. That's another story. But, yeah, it's real. And it's like, hey, guess what happened to the Armenians right before that? Oh, they took all their guns. Again. That's what happens when you take guns. Mass genocide happens. It's not a crazy conspiracy. It is factual proof truth.
Well, let's get into that tomorrow.
Yeah.
What else do you guys want to hit tomorrow?
What's up with the Simpsons? Everybody thought they were predicting stuff, and then they find out they're on that flight, dog. He was on those flights.
And that's why they tell you about 9/11 before it happens. That's why they tell you about everything.
Yeah. What were you saying about Epstein and blackmailing scientists?
Yeah, that was the whole job, was to get all the top scientists blackmailed with sex and drugs and then tell them we want this done. And now we need you to know about the geoengineering. We need to let you know about the post-human era.
So are you saying that science can be corrupted? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no. Is
that what you're saying?
The global government the New World Order is a scientific post-human era separation of society, breakaway civilization, total takeover.
I thought if it said science... next to it was real.
You're being sarcastic. I get it.
No, it's like science.
Dude, here's the thing.
You mean there's a pseudoscience, and then
there's a cult of scientists lying to us.
Oh, there is a
God.
What is up?
That's shocking.
What is up is really down, dude. It's not Satanists. It's Saturnists. It's Black Cube of Saturn. Every single major religion has it. Every single major religion has the three big ones, and you can even throw in Mormonism. Everyone has this weird moment where this religious book is just inserted well after that changes the course of that religion. Who inserts that book? That is the question, and it's probably black nobility Jesuits, homeboy. I mean, it's really just the truth. And all of them have this story about some angel coming down, having this incredible, giving this knowledge that was so holy that they couldn't write it down. It's really nuts. And it's like each one of these books, these new books that are inserted, has something that the other religions get really angry at. It's almost like it's done on purpose to get everybody fighting with each other.
Almost like it's been done before.
Yeah.
Almost like there's other planets.
Yeah. I mean,
almost,
dude,
like.
There is a powerful group of people that are getting us all to fight with each other, and you just keep playing into it.
Well, and now they tell us the end game is a post-human world to exterminate us. I don't think I'm going to play along with that.
I'm not going to play around with a bunch of fleshlights going around acting like they know something. I'm not a fleshlight. I'm a human being.
All right, gentlemen, let's eat some Texas barbecue. You'll be back tomorrow. Paul Watson will be back on the other side, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. He does a great job for us there as well. Also has Summit.News. We'll be right back on the other side. It was great having both of you gentlemen here with us. Keep your website out quickly.
SamTribbley.com.
Yours.
10thPlanetJJ.com.
All right. We'll be back with Paul Joseph Watson.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
All right, Paul Watson's taking over in a minute or two. And man, is he on fire. Writing like 10 articles a day, shooting videos. We haven't even gotten Trudeau yet. We mentioned it. He's going to play the videos, the blackface, the hypocriticalness, all of it. So much in this fourth hour. Then there's the war room with Owen Sawyer, 3 to 6 p.m. Then we run retransmission for an hour. New show coming soon, the one-hour breaking news show. And then we're going to have, obviously, the two-hour transmission with Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Pappard. Tonight, Millie Weaver's going to be riding shotgun with him. And she's got a director's cut and more of her film that's already gone super viral. That is, of course, Love Trump's Hate, showing really how crazed the leftists are, how hateful they are versus Trump supporters. The full film's been posted to InfoWars.com right now. Might want to see it, might want to share it. It's last time I saw it, had like 10 million views. Clips have millions and millions of views. Watch Love Trump's Hate, viral documentary now at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Wake some people up. It's an information war, but first, we have a petition on InfoWars.com, and yes, it's a stunt, but I want a pro-human future, and I want people to think about humans and humans going to space and exploration. If you look how far we've come from the Stone Age to now in 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 years, we've already gotten 98% of the way towards super life extension, Mars bases, colonies, but there's been a decision made to have a post-human world, merge with cyborgs, have a silicon world. I don't want that. You don't want that. So, here's the article right here. Annex the moon as the 51st state. Sign the White House petition. We're the free country compared to the Tricoms and others. We need to get there and secure it, not let the UN announce that in this 52nd state. Needs to be Antarctica. It's mainly land and mountains full of resources. So, we need to make the 53rd state Greenland. We should try to buy it. That's how we expanded America. We're told don't expand, don't believe in a family, don't have children, roll over and die. No, we will expand. So this is a serious petition. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Kit Daniels and I put it together. 51st state, let's do it, let's announce it, it's ours. Why give it to the UN and the globalists and the SATCOMs? Go sign a petition, get it out, we're serious. Infowars.com. And then separately, you see this shirt? Told you it's a limited edition. Space Force, InfoWars.com, American flag. The amounts we have now are what we have. When this sold out, that's it. And it's a nice fabric. The printing's very expensive. This shirt costs us like $13, okay? They sell similar shirts at the mall for $35, $40. Because I know it's costing them $13, and they do a big markup. This is $7 is what we're making on this right now. Now, it was $29.95. We lowered it. But this next shirt, we're not going to be able to lower because it costs even more. Drum roll, please. For TV viewers, you see this. These are being printed right now. Operation 51st State. And we have a poll going right now on the site about, like Eddie was saying, should it be Project 51st State? I think Operation 51st State. But whatever, this is already being printed. We'll do the other one too. It'll be limited edition. We're going to have it super color, big full print on the front, Space Force on the arm, InfoWars or News Wars on the back. This is a new limited edition. It'll be in about a week and a half or so, made right here in America. And this, 51st Day, American flag on the moon in gray, black, and white with the InfoWars symbol on the right shoulder. It's fun. People hate America. They hate the idea of expanding it. We don't expand, the globalists are going to expand. So both those shirts are now available for pre-order at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases make everything we do possible. Please don't forget, other than that, a bunch of specials have to end this week. We've already sold out of DNA Force 50% off. Super Male Vitality 50% off with a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force that's amazing for stamina, libido, energy. That is the best deal ever on that. That's got to end this week. We also have the bodies has to end this week 50% off. And we have Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 complex, the methylcobalamin and others, all together for full upload. It is the base of all your energy. It's so amazing, just like the iodine, so key. Ultra 12, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, for the next 50 minutes, Paul Joseph Watson, 18 years with InfoWars, and expanding out with Summit.News, takes it over. Paul, we love you in the fight. We love the great work you're doing. Take it over. I'll be listening and watching during lunch.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we're continuing to track this Justin Trudeau scandal fallout over there in Canada with the election, federal election in Canada, coming up on October 21st. Top story up on Summit.News. Political scientist says Trudeau blackface scandal could cost him the election. And yet you have an army of leftists coming to his defense, bearing in mind these are the same people who literally think that everything's racist. There was a story yesterday which I tweeted, and the headline was basically, trying too hard not to be racist is racist. So now trying not to be racist, if you don't have the right woke politics, is in fact racist. But Justin Trudeau can literally black up not once, not twice, but three times. And those are the three incidents that we're aware of so far. There could be more. And it's just him playing dress up. There's no racial connotation to it whatsoever. Now, bearing in mind, the first instance of this came out last night, and it was a photograph of Justin Trudeau in 2001 at a Aladdin dress up, an Arabian dance night party. And he was dressed up as Aladdin. If you look at the original cartoons of Aladdin, doesn't really look very black. If you look at the picture of Justin Trudeau, he's as black as night. And in fact, somebody commented on this on Twitter. They said he really went for it. Flawless coverage. This is one of the most proficient applications of blackface I've ever seen. There you see it right there. No way he did this only twice. You see, he's even gone for the hands there as well. And if you go back to that video which he was just playing, which is in fact the third instance of this that came to light, which, by the way, Justin Trudeau hid this from the public and the media. He was on a plane. They asked him about this. He did his whole apology spiel. And they said, was there any other occasions when you dressed up in blackface apart from that first time at the Arabian party? He said, yeah, there was one other time. And this is the funniest in my estimation. The second instance of this that came out was he dressed up as a black person, literally with an afro, and performed the Banana Boat song, the Deo song, as part of a talent show while putting on a Jamaican accent while blacked up again in his college days. There's the second example right there. So they asked him, are there any other examples of this? He said, yeah, there's this one. That photo then emerged. But he didn't mention the most egregious one, which is going back to that video you played, which is the third instance, where he literally blacked up, not just the face, not just the hands, head to toe. Even the legs were blacked up. This is some time and investment that Justin Trudeau is putting into trying to look like a black person and mock black people. You see him doing these like exaggerated expressions. There's no explanation whatsoever behind this. Doesn't appear to be at any kind of party because he's just wearing a t-shirt. It's not a fancy dress party by the looks of it. And this one, again, he did not even acknowledge when he did his whole apology spiel. So again, the polls are tight. He's basically neck and neck, the Liberal Party and the Conservatives, coming up to this October 21st election. And the defense army that has corralled itself around Justin Trudeau over the past 24 hours is monumental, to the point where people, again, these are the same people who literally say, if you breathe, it's racist. Trying not to be racist is racist. He literally blacked up from head to toe. He's performing these weird, exaggerated gestures. He did it three times. He did it so proficiently that it looks like Justin Trudeau is the world premier expert at blacking up. But it's just a fancy dress party. Nothing to worry about. Like with Governor Northam, again, basically dressing up as a Klan member, he survived. The cancel culture didn't take effect. These are the same people who will vehemently push cancel culture. They'll corral themselves into mob outrage, again, to get people deplatformed, to force them into resigning. Justin Trudeau is not going to resign. He's going to hang on, because leftists have no principles whatsoever. They have no consistent principles. They will rally around him, even though he literally did this three times, and on each separate occasion, it only seemed to have gotten worse. We'll be back in the next segment to get more into it and other news here on InfoWars 4th Hour. InfoWars.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
There are many conservatives who, when a conservative is found by the mob outrage crew to have engaged in some kind of historical hate speech from 10, 15 years previously, or put out some kind of edgy tweet 10 years ago, many conservatives immediately joined the denunciation. Of course, you saw National Review Online with the Covington High School kids immediately throw them under a bus. So half the time, when conservatives are found to have engaged in this kind of behavior 10, 15 years previously, conservatives join the chorus of trying to get them cancelled. And now you see, in the aftermath of this Justin Trudeau blackface scandal, some on the right basically saying, oh, if you're against cancel culture, then you should defend Justin Trudeau. No, you have to hold them to the same standards. Again, they cave on every single issue when it comes to leftists being embroiled in these same scandals. As soon as anyone on the right is embroiled in a similar scandal, even though the facts aren't even in, as they weren't in with the Covington High School kids, they throw them under a bus. So again, another example of weakness in the culture war from boomer conservatives. And let's not forget, this Justin Trudeau blackface scandal, this was not a youthful indiscretion. Justin Trudeau was 29 years old. He was a teacher. This was in 2001. Even in 2001, it was seen as a little bit dodgy if you're dressing up in blackface. Of course, no one would ever do it now. But there's a tweet from somebody called Andrew Weaver, who I think is in the Green Party over there in Canada. And he said, let the person who has never done anything they regret in high school cast the first stone. Silence. Enough said. This federal election campaign is in the gutters, and I am disgusted. The only thing that's in the gutters is Justin Trudeau's approval rating at this point. But again, he wasn't in high school. He was teaching at this elite college as a 29-year-old man. He thinks it's a great idea to dress up as Aladdin, to dress up in Arab garb, and basically completely blacken his face and his hands. He really went for it, did Justin Trudeau. But again, this whole army of defense that's corralled around Justin Trudeau, lying openly, claiming that this happened in high school and he was just a kid. It did happen in college, then it happened again when he was a 29-year-old, and in the video we saw it happened again. That incident, nobody really knows when it happened. Obviously, he looks young. But again, this is not a youthful indiscretion. It's a pattern of behavior. And it's funny as hell, because this is the guy who set himself up in 2015 as the king of diversity, the king of multiculturalism. And he turns out to be one of the biggest offenders when it comes to woke politics that the left has ever seen. In fact, I've done a video about this, which is on YouTube, called Justin Trudeau is Cancelled. Basically, it goes through the fact we know Trudeau has a history of cultural appropriation, dressing up in Sikh outfits, dressing up as a Buddhist, going to India and wearing all the garb there. He was under scrutiny for that already, and that's why he stopped doing it. But now this is out of the blue, his political career, especially given the polls, where he's really slipped. There was a BBC story which highlight the fact Trudeau's popularity has taken a hit. And since about late 2018, he's completely collapsed. He's got a disapproval rating, which is now above 60%. His approval rating is hovering at about just over 30%. That's worse than Trump. They constantly build up this narrative that Trump's completely hated across the country. He's doing somewhat better than Justin Trudeau, who is now engaged in yet another scandal after, of course, having already been engaged in another scandal regarding corruption, trying to get a court case quashed because it was one of his political allies. So he's literally being caught and had to admit, wearing an afro, adopting a fake Jamaican accent and singing the Banana Boat song at a talent show, on top of the Aladdin one, on top of the video that came out after, somebody tweeted, Justin Trudeau being a 29-year-old teacher and browning himself up, or the fact that he browned himself up to play Aladdin, arguably the whitest character in the movie. And people have done comparisons. Aladdin does not look that black in any of the early cartoons or any of the early Aladdin productions. So he's really on for it. He's blacked up his hands. Ezra Levant has offered $10,000 for anyone to turn over that footage of him performing the Deo Banana Boat song while dressed up in the afro from the picture that we saw. So we'll see if that video comes to light, or if the CBC in Canada gets hold of it and deletes it. So this is a huge scandal. Again, his entire election campaign, you remember the speech, after he came out victorious in 2015, they were talking about what was the thinking behind such a gender-neutral, gender-balanced cabinet that you chose. Because, of course, the fact that you have a certain type of genitalia shouldn't mean you automatically get a position in the cabinet. It should be based on your proficiency and your success at serving the people of Canada. But no, of course, Justin Trudeau shot back and said, because it's 2015, thereby ensconcing himself as the king of identity politics, which he has used over and over again to score cheap points. And that's why this is hilarious. He's become a casualty of this same PC cancel culture that he helped build. So all these idiot conservatives on Twitter saying, why are we outraged by this? We're just acting like the left. We're acting like snowflakes. I'm not outraged by it. I just find it absolutely hilarious. And the double standard is even funnier, given how they're defending him now on Twitter. But again, it goes to the point of celebrities, politicians now, they're all being subjected to this progressive, retroactive purity test, whereby the sins of the past, even though they weren't considered sinful at the time that they were committed, are now sinful and worthy of somebody being cancelled, or at least heavily denigrated. And you saw that, of course, with the Me Too movement, when immediately after that was launched, a lot of the most vehement, prominent supporters of the Me Too movement turned out, and I'm talking about male feminists mainly, turned out to be actual sexual assaulters of women. We went through numerous cases of that at the time after the Harvey Weinstein scandal. So no, this is hilarious, and this is why we should talk about it. We're not outraged by it. We're not acting like snowflakes. We're pointing out the double standard. The fact that you've got one of the world's biggest anti-racism virtue signalers, one of the biggest woke political leaders on the planet, somebody who literally told an audience that they shouldn't use the word mankind because it was offensive, and that they should use the word peoplekind, which isn't a word, he's now being caught as one of the biggest offenders in the context of woke politics. So that's why it's absolutely hilarious. And now a political scientist, and this is Max Cameron, says that the controversy could cost Trudeau crucial votes in key swing states or areas because the voters in those areas are diverse, so some of them may not vote for Trudeau, now thinking that he actually could be, or at least in his past, a closet racist. Whether that's born into fruition, we'll wait and see. I think they're just going to vote for him anyway, because they don't actually care about that. They're not really offended. They're just interested in political power. But according to this political analyst, it could really impact Trudeau in the upcoming election because the polls are already very tight. They were very tight before this, with the Conservatives edging ahead in some of them. And now Trudeau has truly put his foot in it. We'll be back to talk about it more. Infowars.com.
Band.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called Band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at Band.video.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Going to get back into some more news stories here in a second, but first I want to tell you about some of the great discounts at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have, on some products, up to 75% plus discounts right now available for you at InfoWarsStore.com, including the 8-pack power stack. This is the Total Health and Performance System, featuring 8 powerful new formulas in one convenient package, working from dawn till dusk for your everyday health. That is available right now with 100% reviews right now at InfoWarsStore.com for just $29.95, a massive 75% discount. You can select the auto ship and you get a further 10% discount on top of that. So you could, in fact, get literally an 85% discount on that great 8-pack power stack special. That is huge. We also have the Super Force special pack, which is the Chill Force, along with the Brain Force, which is the nootropic supplement, which, of course, gives you laser focus clarity for doing mental tasks. That's available right now for a massive 50% off for $39.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 5-star reviews on that special discount product. Please support us by getting the products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, of course, this came out yesterday. There's a headline up on Information Liberation about it. Kevin Spacey flew on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express with Bill Clinton. One of his accusers just mysteriously died. And from what I read yesterday, this is actually the second time that one of Spacey's accusers has suddenly died in the midst of accusations, or in this case, a court case, with regard to accusations, allegations of sexual assault against Kevin Spacey. An anonymous massage therapist who claims to have been sexually assaulted by Kevin Spacey has died, according to a notice filed in court by the actor's attorneys. That was the Hollywood Reporter yesterday. The individual suing as John Doe filed claims in September 2018 with the allegation of being forced to grab the actor's genitals twice during a massage 2 years earlier at a private residence in Malibu. And now, for unknown reasons, I don't think they named the cause of death in this. That might have actually come out afterwards. But this individual has in fact died. Of course, what initially set this off was a claim from a 14-year-old who alleged that Spacey tried to sexually assault him when Spacey was, I think, 26 years old. Since then, there have been 15 different accusers, at least, saying that Spacey attempted to sexually assault them. He hasn't been convicted. He's innocent until proven guilty. What's interesting is that I almost met Kevin Spacey, or at least tried to, just a couple of days ago at an event. And it's somewhat interesting that Spacey may feel that he is another victim of cancel culture, because his career, of course, at least temporarily, has been completely torpedoed. He was immediately written out of House of Cards, hasn't had any role since. He released that bizarre video on YouTube as his House of Cards character, in which he basically, you know, did this kind of sociopathic rant to the camera. Everyone was really freaked out by that. As Frank Underwood, of course, he was actually at an event the other night, didn't get a selfie with him, probably that was for the best. There you see the bizarre rant he put out on YouTube a few months ago in character. But it's interesting that he may feel that he is a victim of cancel culture, despite the fact that he was obviously a big Democrat in the past, very close to the Clintons, numerous times pictured with them, going to events with them, receiving awards from them. Maybe he thinks that he's been thrown under a bus by this cancel culture left, now that identity politics is making them eat their own over and over again. Maybe he thinks that one of the ways he can rehabilitate himself is by flocking to the political right, which is obviously more inclined not to just believe all women, or believe all accusers in the case of these Me Too show trials, which went from actual serious harmful events, like the ones carried out by Harvey Weinstein, actual serious allegations of serious misconduct, and it ended up basically women who had had bad dates naming and shaming the person with whom they had a bad date, and Aziz Ansari being prime amongst those, where it was basically just a date that went wrong, and she accused him of basically sexual assault, at least sexual misconduct. That's why the Me Too movement lost a lot of momentum, lost a lot of credibility, and a lot of people were swept up in its wake. Was Kevin Spacey one of them? I mean, there are 15 different accusations against him, so the weight of accusation sometimes needs to be considered, but again, he hasn't been convicted. In fact, in one of the recent court cases, the person accusing him basically dropped out and withdrew the allegations. So is Kevin Spacey fleeing to the safety of the political right to offer him some kind of rehabilitation, given that the political right does rail against cancel culture and this kind of toxic Me Too effect that throws innocent people on many occasions under the bus and tries to ruin their careers for no good reason? Very interesting indeed. Meanwhile, American Mirror reports American Airlines mechanic Abdul-Majid Maruf Ahmed Alani, good old American name, arrested over sabotaging plane may have ties to ISIS. An airline mechanic who claimed he sabotaged the plane's controls because he was disgruntled about union contract negotiations may have ties to ISIS. Because when this was first reported, it was buried as a disgruntled employee. But now it turns out that, according to federal prosecutors, Islamic State group propaganda video showing graphic murders was discovered on this individual's cell phone. He's there working in secure areas on planes, basically. This is not the first time that this has happened in the West. We had a story here out of Breitbart from 2016. Islamists working at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport. Detectives investigated CCTV footage from the airport to determine whether an employee at the Paris airport may have helped bring down the Egypt Air flight to Cairo. The Times reported back in 2016 that all employees who work airside at the airport, security staff, personnel, etc., baggage handlers, are theoretically vetted by police before they can start work. In reality, the vetting consists of little more than checking for a criminal record and seeing if they are on the French intelligence agency's list of individuals deemed a national security threat. Of course, just like in the UK, many of those individuals manage to get off that list and end up working in airports. In fact, I think one of the, I think it was the guy who tried to bomb one of the underground tubes, an Islamist terrorist, turned out to have been working in security within the London Underground metro system. So they're actually working within these secure areas, and it seems many of them are now abusing that position to potentially try and carry out terrorist attacks. That's very concerning indeed. Meanwhile, in the UK, police explain why Preston hate rant taxi driver will not be charged. The police have confirmed they will not be charging a taxi driver who was recorded slurring a racist rant threatening to rape Christians who had converted to Islam or from Islam. Zahir Hussain was arrested on suspicion of religiously aggravated harassment. Basically, a video was released, but because he said, oh, I didn't mean that to go public, where under UK law, he's basically engaging in hate crimes, where if you were saying the same things about Muslims, you would be arrested as a Christian. He's saying the same things about Christians, but because he didn't intend the video to go public, he's getting off scot-free, no charges whatsoever. Yet another example of the double standard. Meanwhile, African refugee takes baby hostage in Wismar, Germany. Of course, Angela Merkel's approval ratings have plummeted since the migrant wave. She had to acknowledge that it was a mistake, despite then going back and saying, oh no, it was the best thing to do at the time. But now police forces have managed to resolve the hostage situation in the German city of Wismar. The local foreigners authority, where a refugee from Africa, allegedly of Ghanaian origin, will be holding an infant hostage for around 5 hours. Of course, we had another incident at Milan train station a couple of days ago where a migrant attacked a soldier there, stabbed him in the neck while chanting Allah Akbar. Authorities say motive remains unknown. We'll be back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, we know that the left always uses children as political human shields for their arguments because you can't criticize children, can you? You saw that with David Hogg, of course. Anyone who dared criticize what he was saying as this national activist being given a public platform by some of the biggest media corporations in America was shouted down, was defamed as attacking children. Of course, numerous videos banned, removed from the internet merely for calling out his BS. They do the same thing with Greta Thunberg. Teen climate activist tells US lawmakers listen to the scientists. Of course, she went on this big virtue signaling PR stunt, sailing on a yacht to New York from, I think it was Germany. Of course, what they didn't tell you was that 7 of her crew members then from New York flew back to Germany on CO2 spewing commercial airliners. I guess at least they were using commercial airliners, unlike people like Prince Harry, who lecture you all day about your carbon emissions, while he literally took 4 private jet trips in the space of 11 days. Well, now Greta Thunberg, a 16-year-old Swedish climate activist, And that's not a child in the UK, basically. That's a legal adult. So this idea you can't criticize her, she's a child, doesn't wash legally in the UK, at least. On Wednesday, implored US lawmakers to listen to the science and take real action to curb carbon emissions. It's all about you reducing your standard of living, of course, as we know, from this article specifically. 90% of plastic waste polluting Earth's oceans comes from Asia and Africa. We know, for example, I think it's India puts out 5 times more CO2 than the UK. China puts out more CO2 than Canada and the United States combined. Nobody's lecturing Indians. Nobody's lecturing Chinese people. There's no giant propaganda machine within those countries telling them to change their behavior. And now 90% of plastic waste polluting Earth's oceans comes from Asia and Africa. I mean, this is an issue that at least maybe there could be some crossover. Maybe we could agree on. CO2 global warming is complete bunk. All the people pushing it are all heavily invested in it. They own all the carbon trading mechanisms. The Rothschilds, Al Gore, the lot of them, lying to you, claiming that polar bears can't swim. But with the whole plastic in the ocean thing, I can agree that that's a real issue. So where is the problem emanating from? It's not emanating from the West. Despite Westerners being lectured by climate activists like Greta Thunberg, a study has found that around 90% of plastic waste polluting Earth's oceans comes from Asia and Africa. During her US tour, Thunberg cited horrifying pictures of plastic in the oceans as one of the primary reasons why Americans should listen to her. Why is she not going to Beijing? Why is she not going to New Delhi? Because that's where all the waste, all the pollution is coming from, 90%. Who's saying that? Researchers at Germany's Helmholtz Center for Environmental Research. They discovered that a small number of rivers account for the vast majority of plastic pollution, and none of them are located in Western countries. This is a quote from their report from Christian Schmidt, a hydrogeologist who led the study. Quote, the top 10 ranked rivers transport 88 to 95%, so it could be as high as 95% of the global load of plastic into the sea. Out of the top 10 rivers that produce the most pollution, 8 are in Asia, 2 are in Africa. Prime amongst them, of course, the Yangtze River in China and the Ganges River in India. They're responsible for the most plastic pollution. There are no rivers in that top 10 pollution list that are located in the West. And yet, we're the ones being lectured day in, day out. We need to alter our standard of living. We need to stop having children because we're killing the planet. We're not killing the planet. Even if you agree with that science, they're killing the planet. They're not getting lectured. Nobody's putting it on them. So again, this is probably one of the main reasons why many in the West remain skeptical about the true motives of the environmentalist movement, which brings me on to this article from Summit.News. Just 38% of Americans believe in man-made climate change. This is a new poll out of YouGov. Despite relentless propagandizing about a global consensus on climate change, a new poll has found that just 38% of Americans believe in man-made global warming. And that is less than the number of people in China, or the percentage of the population, at least in China, who believe the same thing. So in fact, less Americans are likely to believe in man-made global warming than Chinese people, which kind of gives you an idea of how sick to the back teeth people are about being lectured about it by globalists who are responsible actually for the most pollution. They literally take, in the case of Prince Harry, 4 private jet trips in 11 days, literally going to visit Elton John in his mansion. Yeah, I'm sure that was great for the planet. So UK even, which is interesting, 51% believe humans are mainly responsible for climate change. That number drops to 49% in Germany and 48% in France. So in many of these big Western countries, the majority of people do not believe that humans are responsible for climate change. So the propaganda, despite the fact that it's wall-to-wall and relentless, doesn't appear to be working. And yet we still have stories like this. Houses are so unaffordable, young people are now living in sewer pipes. Now, you've got college kids leaving university in America, and it's at a similar level in the UK, I believe, literally $30,000 in debt. None of them have any savings. The cost of living is going through the roof in terms of house prices because of inflation and money printing. So houses are becoming so unaffordable, debt-stricken millennials
young people are now literally living in decorated sewer pipes. They're called OPOD tube houses. I actually made a video about a week ago called Pod People, where people are renting out in San Francisco for $1,200 a month prison-style bunk beds where they get absolutely no privacy, where they're stacked on top of each other. Home ownership is freedom. What we have now in the West is the exact opposite of that, because nobody can afford a home because they're all in mountains of debt. They don't want families. They don't want pets. They don't want any kind of stable lifestyle because they just can't afford it at the base level. So now we have OPOD tube houses, which literally consist of reclaimed bits of industrial piping renovated inside with other leftover pieces from building sites to make them into micro apartments. They're placed on spare bits of land and stacked on top of each other, allowing young people to live their dream of being a human ant in a colony. What a future. There's in fact a story from last year, I believe it was, out of the UK, where the rent prices were so extortionate that somebody was literally renting out a cupboard under the stairs with a single bed in it for £500 a month, which is about $700 a month. That's the level that we're at now in the UK, primarily, of course, because they allow mega-rich foreigners from Russia and Qatar to come in and buy up all the housing, so you have no affordable housing whatsoever for local people, Londoners, many of whom have moved out many years ago. So then you get the nice globalized multicultural city where nobody who was actually born here can afford to live here any longer. And then you get the Children of Men scenario, and it's all very lovely and diverse. These sewer pipes are becoming more widespread in Hong Kong, where the cost of living is prohibitively expensive. I expect to see the trend transfer to the West very soon. Somebody commented on this on Twitter. The objective of architecture like the sewer pipe house isn't to help humanity, but to humiliate and demoralize its occupants and those who live in the surrounding area. And on the subject of housing, of course, San Francisco and LA have massive homelessness problems, because, again, the cost of living, the cost of houses is so high because the elite are moving in, the Silicon Valley elite moved in. All they need is their servant slave class to cater to their needs. In fact, we saw servant class jobs in America over the past 10 years skyrocket by 114%, talking about masseuses, people who fix their toilets, basically, in the words of Kelly Osbourne in that infamous gaffe she did on The View. So people can't afford to live in San Francisco. The middle classes are moving out in droves. That most of them, a lot of them, are moving to Texas and trying to turn that state blue. So you have a knock-on effect of that. 60,000 homeless people in Los Angeles, needles littering the streets, feces littering the streets. Now San Francisco business owner Giles DeSaunier told Tucker Carlson that he's been bitten twice by homeless people. And these are reports that we see more so in recent years, that the police, given the increasing number of homeless people in cities like San Francisco and LA, are leaving them alone even if they're committing crimes, even if they're openly shooting up, doing drugs on the streets, breaking the law. They just leave them alone because there are so many of them and there are so few actual shelters to put them into that the problem's just being exacerbated more and more. DeSaunier has appeared on Carlson's Fox News show to describe the incident and explain why he's now considering leaving the city. Carlson said he's thinking about abandoning San Francisco after he was bitten twice. It's only getting worse in America's S-hole cities. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.